We are locked and loaded into hour number four on this Friday transmission. Oslo rocked today by multiple terror attacks in Norway at an island with people on the beach, reporting 20 plus dead, a empty or quasi-empty government building on a holiday. Attacked, at least seven dead there. We had an eyewitness on who narrowly survived, was actually knocked back by the explosion 200 feet away on Robert. He's going out as part of civil defense to help with things and is going to be back on with us Sunday, perhaps sending us photos and things. This is a short segment. I'll give Bob Chapman the floor to continue to break down the terror attack. We're going to come back, take calls, and then get back into the economy. The main reason Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster joins us every Friday. Bob Chapman, again, with this whole situation going on, what's your take on it?
Well, I think at the bottom of it all is the terrible thrashing the banks have taken in this Greek episode and beyond that. And they're going to have to come up with an awful lot of money that they're going to have to spend in the process of renewing Greek bonds. Of course, those bonds will be backed by or fully collateralized by AAA-rated zero-coupon securities with a 30-year maturity, and they will be backed by the European Monetary Fund, which is something I haven't even heard of before. And so they're very, very disturbed about that. And of course, behind it were the German people. And we saw that in the elections in the Hamburg area about 3 months ago when the CDU, which is Mrs. Merkel's party, got thrashed really badly because the people don't want any more money going into countries that have made those kind of mistakes. And they're sick and tired of being buried in debt, and they just want out of the whole thing. And that was followed up by commentary, which came out several days ago by Finland. In fact, I'll tell you something interesting. Harley Schlanger with the LaRoche people was in Brussels at the meeting that they had. And when he came back, he was talking to Erskine, and he asked him what he thought of the whole thing, and he said, well, they answered him, this Dutch group, and they said, we're sick and tired of it as well. And he said, well, how do you get all your information? And he said, well, we listened to Bob Chapman's broadcasts, which kind of threw me. But and the Finns are in the same boat. They don't want to continue this. And so what's happening is the bankers are barely hanging on here by their fingernails, and it would be a good opportunity for them to instruct their minions to create a false flag attack like this or in an incident like this in Oslo, doing all the things that you've described and why they do them.
Well said, Bob. We're going to learn more, obviously, in the hours and days to come. But, I mean, the banksters, every time they get cornered or get in trouble, they stage terror. And maybe we'll rally around the governments they bought and paid for. But, I mean, I don't see this working. I don't see that. I mean, take my story yesterday, Paul Watson's story at Prison Planet. It's one of the biggest stories in the country right now. I mean, every talk radio show I tune into is talking about the rollout of the white Al-Qaeda TV ads that the, you know, the white people are going to get you and the minorities are reporting them. You know, first they demonize, you know, brown folks over just taking their rights to get some racist whites to go along with it. Now they're flipping to the other side. I mean, this all this scripting together, this looks like they're going to try to roll this out, but I don't see people buying it.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think they're going to. It's just like crying wolf. You're only going to do it so many times, and all of a sudden nobody's going to come, and the wolf comes, and he gobbles you up. And that's the concept. They're going to the well too often, and people are realizing, because of what's happened before in other operations, and listening to your program, they get the truth.
And absolutely. Stay there, Bob. The wolf comes and gobbles them up.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to implement the entire socialist program upon America, but alert congressmen stopped him in his tracks? And yet over 22,000 of the laws that he got passed are still on the books, even though the Supreme Court said that they were null and void and should not be used today. We'd like to help you understand how these things are going to affect you and yours in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call. Call now. It's a free one-year subscription.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Bob Chapman riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. I've got a lot of economic news. I want to go over the News Corp scandal. I want to get Bob Chapman's take on mysterious death there. This new UN Green Army to invade countries that don't submit to the environmental tyranny of the banksters. But yesterday, Paul Watson wrote an article off a new DHS 9.5-minute video. They're putting a bunch of these out, where out of dozens and dozens of terrorists in it, almost all of them are white, and they have the blue eyes glowing, and it's all minorities reporting the white people. Clearly, this is designed, just like they've had TV ads and things, to make all Muslims look like terrorists, or all people with brown skin can't be trusted. They sell white folks on giving up their liberties because, oh, you know, it's the scary brown people. And then we pointed out now they're flipping it, as I said in the articles I wrote, to, oh, minorities, it's the white folks. They're about to start terror attacking you. And I have all the internal documents and memos where the Homeland Security says, we're not worried about al-Qaeda. We just sell the public on that. It's really the returning veterans, the Ron Paul supporters, the bullion gold owners. Now in this new video, it's do you write on pieces of paper? Do you type into a phone? Do you have a cell phone? Do you have a camera? This is what they push. Clearly, that's what they're doing. And on one video we shot, we have 495 likes on YouTube, 28 dislikes. Big Sis says whites are terrorists, 33,000 views. Shot this yesterday. And I see comments here. Shame on Alex Jones. by bringing up irrelevant topics like white people, he has discredited himself as a racist. I bet the next thing he tries to convince his listeners of is that black people intend to kill all white people in America. And that's a straw man. And that because of that, we should not vote for Barack Obama. This is an idiot Obama supporter. I'm telling you not to vote for Rick Perry either, moron. But for white Ron Paul. No, not because he's white, because he's a principled person who knows the issues and understands the banksters. I can't believe that people are still listening to this guy, Alex, you bleep. And there's a bunch of those comments. And it's if you don't support government-run health care, you hate black people, Chris Matthews said. It doesn't have sense. It's nonsensical. They clearly have been saying now in the last few years, white Al-Qaeda is about to hit. The militias and Ron Paul supporters are with Al-Qaeda. I've had them say it about me. That I secretly work for Al-Qaeda because I point out it was created by Zbigniew Brzezinski and the U.S. government on record and have former heads of black ops like Dr. Pachinik on to document that's the case. Ladies and gentlemen, they demonize a minority that it's more kosher to go after, like Hitler did. Then they go after everybody. That's what I'm saying. It's what the video says, and it shows how fixated people are on race, that there are black folks in these comments, because you can go to their channels and see the videos they posted, and they say they're black, saying, you're racist because you say this ad targets white people. Listen. I get accused of sticking up for Al-Qaeda when I say that, it's a scapegoat and a stereotype to say Muslims are terrorists. Okay, so I'm tired of it. I'm telling you, they're shifting all this over to white people. And if you don't know that the establishment attacks whatever group is seen as wealthy and strong, you don't know what you're talking about. White people are under attack in this country. Everybody's under attack, just like black folks are under attack, and I did shows on that this week. I stand for justice and truth and reality, okay? And you need to grow up, okay? I'm against national health care because it lets the government decide what care you get, and the insurance companies wrote the plan, not because I hate black people. Stop being idiots. Bob Chapman, do you have any comments on this?
Yes, this is diversion tactics. And it's to separate groups. It's to cause chaos eventually. It's been going on for years and years. The communists use it effectively. And now we're having it used upon us as Americans. And it's not going to let up. This propaganda machine is in high gear, and it will remain there. And, of course, people who are out front telling the truth, trying to back into the answers to things that happen or things that might happen, they are branded as people that have to be silenced or done away with. And if you're on radio and you're doing what Alex is doing and I'm doing, you've got to expect it, and you can't get disturbed about it. You handle it just like another problem, quietly and objectively, which Alex has done. And you just beat them back with the truth, and they go away, and they find another tack, and they come back and attack you again. So it's a never-ending process. And some of these people are working for the United States government. And
well, that's admitted. They even have fake robo-blogs and the Pentagon doing it. You know, my issue is I'm not upset that I'm being attacked. I'm upset that some of these are probably real people that are this dumbed down who really believe if you don't want government health care, you're a racist. I mean, it's just insane, Bob.
Well, it's understandable, even though it is insane, because the government, the people who control government from behind the scenes, have been working on this since the 1930s. I mean, you saw it during the Second World War and thereafter. And they've done it through the school systems. And the children grow up not learning very much, and they're easy prey for these people who create propaganda, sending them off in the wrong direction, giving them wrong ideas, and they're gullible. And they probably have never had their brain taxed, so to speak, in doing difficult problems, such as figuring out that the media belongs to the people who want to shape our minds. And they don't get into that because there's nothing that they've done in education that would prepare them for that. And so they're real victims.
They are, and they just buy into like simple-minded one-liners that have no effect on reality, and then they discount being real participants in the world and just become spectators. I want to go to Luke, Sean, Nick, Randy, Andrew, and others coming up. We're going to get into the economy and a bunch of other issues. That's why Bob's here. Luke in South Korea, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Alex. How are you going?
Good. What's your view on all this?
Oh, it's just shocking what's happening around the world now. My matter is actually not as big, but it does unlock lots of Australian minds, because in the Australian scene, we don't have enough, as I said before, we don't have enough terrorists who are demonising motorcycle gangs. If the public were woken up to find out Australia's first gang law was used against an 18-year-old Aboriginal boy and not against any of these bikies, the government
demonises.
Yeah, because
he called somebody who was gay, he's been arrested. And now in England just last week, they arrested somebody for their Facebook making a mild racial comment about a football player. This is the new secret police free speech attacking system, Luke.
I've learned a lot more about it. I've learned that the officer in charge of the investigation is the officer that's accusing the Aboriginal boy of the crime of obtaining true personal information about police, 60C Crimes Act. I've talked to his mother. The boy's been hit across the head with the yellow pages. And I've just found out the government broadcaster has done this most bizarre hit piece against him. You could probably put some of it to air later. You've got this guy.
Oh, see, the gay people are being persecuted, so it's okay to beat the black kid over the head with a phone book. That'll teach him.
Well, what the ABC News has done is before the kid's trial, they're accusing him of being stupid and lacking etiquette. There's two stories they've put online called Learning Online Etiquette on the ABC News for the Mid-North Coast and Facebook Harassment Charge.
Yeah, because I've seen them. Because if you don't have the right etiquette, we're going to put you in jail. No free speech. I'm aware of the stories. Thank you, Luke. Bob Chapman, they are galloping forward. I had a national TV host in here yesterday who is involved in advocating for gay and lesbian groups. Fine, that's his issue. I don't even get into those things. But he had to hesitate. I said, should I be arrested if I criticize these groups? Is what England and others are doing? And they had to hesitate and say, well, no, I guess that's free speech. See, this is where this is going. Bob Chapman.
Well, and that's particularly on that issue. But we were talking about the people who don't understand, so to speak. And all I can say to that is that the other half of the people do understand and have the ability to understand. And you and I and others like us have been given a gift where we can communicate with people on an intelligent level, but very simply so. And it's up to us to use the equipment that we've been given so that we can help these people understand. And that's our job. So there is a flip side to all of the people who don't understand. We're here to help them.
Absolutely. Let's jam in another. Sean in Australia just hung up. A lot of calls from Australians. Nick in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, can I have a minute?
Yes,
Jerry Farwell, we call Jerry. I get in on you on the 911. Jerry Farwell came in on 911 also because he said he was blaming the gays, and they were so, the hijackers were so ugly. They got in through that, our tolerance for that's what, how
okay,
I expressed.
There we go.
Well, they did circle the White House before they hit the Pentagon. So, now it's White Ikeda. Bob blames the banks. He says, I agree, because the banks are doing things like in Fresno, they let methyl iodine in a secret meeting, and that's killing the children. And if it's secretly fed by the banks, that's the mentality that these people are matching with.
I hear you, Nick. Very interesting points. We've got to go to break. I want to take a bunch of calls. I want to move quick. We're going to go to Randy, Andrew, Tim, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're not screening your calls, but we're specifically trying to talk about the staged terror attacks, Are they staged? The bombings, the shootings, the white Al-Qaeda, the economy, all of this stuff coming up. I'll also get into Bob giving us his take on our energy system being shut down, so we're having more and more rolling blackouts. That's admitted. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bob Chapman's our guest right now, going through your calls. Again, we're going to get into a whole plethora of news with him before he leaves us. On gold, the economy, I want to give his take on a host of issues. But Randy in Illinois, you are on the air with Bob Chapman. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Alex. I just wanted to point out on the DHS video, there's something that I found that's rather cryptic, it looks like. At 6 minutes, 5 seconds,
the black security guard, hat and glasses and mustache, who's watching, who's observing people breaking into a shed. Behind him on the wall, of a truck trailer or something, it looks like there's a pyramid-shaped eye drawn on it.
Yeah, saying we're the all-seeing eye, we're watching. You're talking about the 10-minute DHS video, Whitey's going to get you, he's the new Al-Qaeda?
Right.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point that out. That's just
6 minutes, 6 seconds. We'll look into that. What's your take on the Oslo situation?
Well, I think it's very disturbing. I'd certainly like to see what eventually transpires concerning that, but I don't really have an opinion. I'm listening to you guys now, so, it's just very disturbing.
Thank you so much. Bob, comment on that.
No, I think you've got to look into the all-seeing eye. And, yes, it's disturbing. I'm looking at reports coming in from the Washington Post right now, and I'm trying to do three different things at once. But it's really disturbing, and the gentleman summated it all. We have to try to, as time goes on here, find out really what's behind it.
Absolutely. And the globalists love to put their little gang signs all over everything. I'm going to check that during the next break. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Canada. You're on the air, Andrew. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones. My question is simply, Al-Qaeda has been, their original concept was to get occupation out of their homeland. I'm curious how Norway has basically over the years been in any way trying to occupy or diminish any other country. My father just returned from Norway visiting his best friend, and the picture he depicted was they barely have enough money to occupy their backyard. So how is
Well, no, it's because they haven't been for the occupation that now Al-Qaeda is going to strike them to teach them that they need to be part of these wars. That's what PNAC wrote. That's what Dick Cheney wrote in 2000. He said we need giant Pearl Harbor events that kill 3,000 people. Pearl Harbor killed 3,000 to help launch these new wars and get rid of people's liberties and freedoms. Bob Chapman.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. And they try to herd people in the right direction. Half the time they're not successful, half the time they are.
That's
and
it.
The exposure that comes right after it, like you're covering right now, that's going to bring in a lot of intel from people who normally would not be subject to bring intelligence.
That's a good point. We know about the underwear bombing because we woke up the Haskells to false flag. We have now people on the ground in Norway, a guy almost killed by the bomb, giving us intel because they're aware now to not just believe the first story. They understand Key Bono, who benefits, who stands to gain. Thank you, Andrew. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Good.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Got a few quick updates, and then I do have a definite something I'd like to speak about.
Right, we got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first off, I want to get you your opinion and Bob's opinion on a theory I have about the birth certificate thing. I know it's kind of been in the background.
That's fine. Give us your question.
Okay. This is what I'd like to know. I have my personal birth certificate sitting in front of me. There are three different safety devices to prove whether a birth certificate is fake or not fake. One of them is an imprinted, actual stamped into the paper.
Yeah, there's no stamp on the one he had, and it appears to be a composite. Is that your question?
No, if you cannot reproduce a scan to have texture. I mean, that's obvious. It also has watermarks that you can see through the paper. It also has these disappearing ink stamps of the Michigan symbol on the back. As far as I know, none of this stuff was ever brought out. Now, my theory...
We've brought it out, sir. We've made videos about it, watched millions of times. What's your theory?
Okay, but here's my theory.
Okay.
That the Illuminati misjudged the longevity of Obama's staying power. And I think, personally, they might have even threatened him and said, Barry, you better take and
All right, all right. All right, we got to get to more callers now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Sign here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are live. We're doing an hour of overdrive right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. I'll be back for the full broadcast, Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Bob Chapman is our guest. If you want to get a free copy, either hard copy or email copy, of his powerful newsletter, a new one comes out tomorrow, you can simply call Midas Resources, and they will put you in the hopper to get it. And it's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted also has a deal where you can get 2 silver dollars. That's an $80 value in the market or more. I challenge you to get 2 silver dollars for $80 with silver above $40 an ounce. And you get a documentary film that is animated called American Dream, which is incredibly well done about the bankers and how to stop them. It's only 35 minutes long, so great to wake up novices out there. And the book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice, a book and a DVD free with free shipping. Free shipping, free book, free film. That's That's $40 off. So you pay for the cost of the coins, you get $40 of free stuff. It's a loss leader. Give Midas Resources a call. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special. We'll take advantage of that. That's key, or it will cost a little bit more. Still very competitive. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And while you're at it, ask him about the other radio specials and other silver and gold coins to get prices when Ted bought this gold and silver months ago. He is about to run out of the stuff he bought during that dip, and the prices will go up. They'll still be very competitive. 800-686-2237. You know, that caller was getting into theories of what the Illuminati might be doing with Obama. I don't really get into a lot of theories. If I see a pattern that they're saying, why Al-Qaeda is about to hit you, when they hit, what do? We spy on everybody. Everybody's Al-Qaeda. You know, and the point is they introduce it first, it's the Muslims, and it's everybody. That's how tyrants work. You know, I use the Hitler example a lot. First, he went after unpopular minority groups, set the precedence, and then it was a free-for-all going after everybody. Bob Chapman, do you have any comments on that or the birth certificate issue before we go back to calls?
No, I don't.
Let's talk to Dangerous in California, then Jay, Ed, JR, and Chris, then we're getting into news. Dangerous, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
I wanted to
bring up something I don't think has been mentioned on the program before, and it's perfect for Bob here. It has to do with the central banking system and potentially one of the biggest threats to it. And it's called Bitcoins, and I was wondering if you were familiar with it. It's a peer-to-peer encrypted digital currency that's inflation-proof and counterfeit-proof and control-proof.
But if it's inflation-proof, it's got to be then denominated into currencies. Sorry, Bob, go ahead.
Well, how is it denominated, to answer Alex's question?
Well, a certain amount of them are mined over a period of time through the computer network, and the single...
how do you buy them to begin with? How do you monetize them?
There's a couple of exchanges currently. They were 6 cents each only a few months ago. Now they're trading at over 15, about 13.
But see, then they're not inflation proof. They're already inflating. They're based on currencies.
But there's only a certain amount of them that can ever be mined, and in a certain period of time, that number will be mined, and it won't be for a long time. A lot of people are picking up on this. It's becoming extremely popular, and a lot of people that are looking at it are saying, wow, this is really amazing. This actually could be one of the biggest potential threats to the central banking system.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of new alternative digital currencies out there. A lot of them actually put out by the establishment. I'm not saying that's what this is. I've heard the term before. How do you spell it?
Bitcoin, B-I-T-C-O-I-N, like digital bit. And you can find out a lot more about it at forum.bitcoin.org. And that's where most of the information and the people are discussing it. There's been a lot of anti-Bitcoin propaganda in the news lately, but as well, there's been some positive information that's been put out as well. So I wanted to bring it to people's attention because it's definitely a good alternative and something that people should look into. And I was wondering if you guys were familiar with it or not.
I'm familiar with new digital competing private currencies. I know they're even going after gold and things now that are original. Hey, Bob, what do you think of Bernanke saying gold is not money? That was pretty funny, wasn't it?
Well, he had no other choice because if he said gold was money, then he would have to explain what the dollar was, and that's a fiat currency produced by the Federal Reserve. So he was between the rock and the hard place, so he had the lie.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll look into the Bitcoin thing. I've heard of it before. I'm looking at bitcoin.org right now. We'll research it more, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Who's up next here, John? Jay in Missouri, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Alex. How you guys doing today?
Good.
First off, I got to tell you, you are the news, Alex. I mean, you had an eyewitness from Oslo within, 6 hours. On the ground, I mean, multi-million-dollar operations out there can't compete with you. It's amazing.
Well, it's because we got a great crew and great listeners everywhere, so thank you.
Most definitely. Just an aside, personally, it was weird. I had a hack into my personal debit card over the last 2 days, and the only transaction was from Oslo, Norway, which was very odd to me. Just a crazy coincidence, and I'm online at the Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and all the sites, and I don't know. I have to look into it a bit more. But, yeah, that kind of freaked my bones out when it hit me with a terrorist attack in Oslo. But I had a question for you and Bob concerning the debt ceiling at home. I haven't heard much coverage. Ron Paul did an interview, I believe, last week on Fox where he basically stated that the Federal Reserve could technically write off the $1.6 trillion in U.S. Treasuries that they've purchased, since it's kind of the revolving door circle of corruption, and we wouldn't have to raise the debt ceiling at all, and we, you know, wouldn't have to raise taxes.
But then they bought them, the private banks have bought them, they wouldn't get that interest, correct, Bob Chapman?
That's correct. But I think, you know, those are really asides. What we have to get at here is the corruption in the banking system and the methods which they use to execute those things. And the entire nature of the fiat system, that has to be changed. And that's really what Ron is after.
Well, look, as he said and the Chinese have said, they've already been monetizing it for years. Now it's, what, 70-plus percent? Bob, some estimates over 80. So they're already devaluing it. They've, as you said three or four months ago, you said he has said they're not doing QE3. They will do QE3. And so what does that signify? That's a good question right there as we start getting into monetary issues.
Well, what it means is that they can't stop until they are stopped. And the only thing that will stop them is hyperinflation. And so we're kind of guaranteed that we have to head in that direction unless something really unusual happens, like credit anstalt or something like that. But the point here is that they're going to go along and do what they want to do as long as they can. And if they can't extricate themselves, maybe they'll have another war or a series of wars. Or maybe they'll try to dump the problem where they might be able to survive because they started the whole thing by doing something like getting Ron Paul elected.
Well, I mean, at a certain point, what's happening is a lot of people that are high level in the power structure but aren't at the top elite level realize that they're not going to be part of the top of the pyramid and that the people running things really are a bunch of power-tripping, anti-human lunatics who are so decadent and out of touch that they just hate humanity. And we need to get rid of these people. I mean, we need to get them out of the power structure. We need to lock them up. We need to write off all the fraud they've created instead of them wedding us to their fraud. I mean, their system is a post-industrial world, and they've come to terms with their parasitic system as if it's good what they're doing to society and that wrecking things and creating poverty is some type of favor to humanity. And there is a group mind, a collective mind, in that a lot of people who are corrupt still care about their children at a certain level, and we've got to have a change. And the globalists, more and more, as I've said in the last 3 years, are not as arrogant as they used to be. That's why they're trying to hide in plain view now, be more and more open. You know, they tried to deny this stuff was going on before. Now that it's there, they're just trying to kind of flood us with the info now, hoping we just become acclimated. But I don't see that happening, Bob. I mean, I don't see things going well for the New World Order crowd.
Well, as you said about a month ago, we're breathing down their collar and they don't know what to do about it. And every day something happens in my world with my publication and all the programs I'm on, something new comes up that shows me that we're really, really getting close to them and turning this thing around. What'll happen to make that happen, I don't know as yet. But we are being extremely successful.
And by the way, you know their mega ace in the hole is staged terror attacks so they can run around and grandstand and fearmonger. But now every event, my listeners, it keeps being my listeners. It's kind of a creepy power we have. I don't like this much power, folks. I don't like being this much in the spotlight. But I guess the danger is the safety. You know, it's both. Dangerous and the prayers are important, but it's also a measure that we're so public. But whether it's Oslo or 7/7, whatever it is, or underwear bombing, whatever, we have eyewitnesses now that turn out to be accurate and real months before it's finally forced out. And so the message of the globalist is we've got military, we've got police, we've got bureaucrats, we've got general citizens, we've got the street sweepers, we've got the school teachers, we've got the auto mechanics, we've got the hot dog stand guy. We've got everybody, and they're watching. And now they can't just stage an event and put out their official story now and, you know, do it in a shoddy way. They know we're watching. And that's really freaking them out. And they can't prop up their false flag terror paradigm anymore. They keep trying to counter 9/11 truth and things, but all that does is get more people to look into it. You know, it's like George Washington. He said, look, we're losing these battles, but we're going to wear them out as long as we keep fighting in the long run. It's like in THX-1138 when the police state agents are following, you know, the subway slave worker, and Robert Duvall's climbing towards the surface into the superstructure, and it's under an economic system, and the police get a call, we're over budget, you got to break off the pursuit. They had to give up. No matter how much fake money they've got, once we're aware of the fraud and call it, and once we all just start sabotaging them with the truth at every little level, none of us have to charge them head on, like Bob and I have been doing, as an example. Sure, you'll really hurt them that way, but you don't have to stab deep each time. Just a little cut, 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 and just little cut, sneak up on a little mosquito bite, like a bunch of bees stinging them. And just get your sting in, and just keep hitting them, discrediting them, and never stopping. You know, I get all these calls and see these emails, Bob, and I want you to speak to this, and we're going to hit some other news and go to calls. But constantly, over and over and over again, I see people on YouTube and Google, and most of them are operatives, but some are, you know, just idiots who don't believe in their own power. Alex couldn't be real. He couldn't be this successful. He couldn't still be alive. You know, humanity's powerless. We can't do anything. When history shows, humanity is power. That's why the system teaches us we don't have power, because a small group's taken over. They know that because a small group like them took over for bad, a small group can wake folks up. And 30 years ago, sure, they tried to plant hand grenades in your house because there weren't many Bob Chapmans then. They used to kill people routinely, and they still do. But now this idea that's bulletproof is so prolific that they can't get us all. They don't want to turn us into martyrs now. We're gaining the momentum, as Brzezinski said, as Hillary said. They're losing the info war. Folks, believe in victory. Believe in resistance. It is victory. Well, I've got some breaking news in a moment, Bob, but I want you to comment on that.
All I can say is that I get stories probably once a week now of things happening that I never expected to happen. It wasn't too long ago, I got a phone call on one of the shows from someone who worked in the State Department. It says that your publication, the minute it's produced, not only goes to anybody in the Beltway that wants it, and the most plagiarized around, it goes to all the embassies and consulates, and from there, goodness knows where it goes to. I say that because I want people to understand that this message is getting out all over the world. It's not only Americans we're helping here, it's humanity.
Absolutely. Same thing on our front, and that worries the system. They can't pull their games. Now, you notice more evidence this thing in Norway is staged in Oslo. WikiLeaks constantly putting out echo chamber propaganda. You know, they have a few jewels in there, you know, to sell the poison, the candy coating. But conveniently, with George Soros, of course, funding it, WikiLeaks files show Norway unprepared for terror attack. Norway's intelligence service had previously been criticized for its failure to keep track of suspected terror cells, all CIA cells, and the country was felt to be complacent about the prospect of terror attacks, secret cables from WikiLeaks files reveals. This is just out today from the London Telegraph. How convenient is that, Bob? See, you guys didn't have a police state. Well, now you'll learn.
They do what they want to do as long as they're in control, and we're going to take control away from them by letting the people know what they're doing.
Absolutely. Well said, Bob Chapman. I want to tell folks that I will be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., but I'll also be updating the YouTube channel with these little upload blurbs. I did 5 of them yesterday throughout the weekend as things develop, and then we'll be posting those on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I also want to add here that they do have the technology set. We do have it. We're building the pages. I want it to be this week. It should be next week. We hired even more IT guys. My whole crew is great. They work on average 60 hours a week, but We are going to have, instead of the YouTube, these live updates are going to be daily, sometimes multiple times daily, including special reports, not just the new TV show, for myself, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, and others, to PrisonPlanet.tv on a page. We're doing that because YouTube can't be trusted, has been trying to shut us down. So you'll still get a lot at the YouTube page for free, but the subscribers will get that immediate development and intelligence. People are shocked, and I'm uploading stuff at 2 o'clock at night. I've always done research till 1, 2 at night. Just now I'm there shooting videos of myself while I do research. This is full spectrum analysis that we're engaged in. And once you get addicted to reality, you cannot ever go back to the sitcoms and the dramas and the garbage. Bob Chapman.
I've got the same experience. My wife tells me what's on the news because I never watch it.
Well, it's just incredible the amount of great intel we get from our listeners as well. I want to come back and jam in a few calls from Ed, JR, Chris, Garrett, Steve, if we can. It's all coming up, and of course, Bob will be back with us, Lord willing, next Friday, but I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., back next Monday, 11 a.m. Central. And if more terror attacks start popping up, more soft target hits over the weekend, we'll come in here and do a special report. Watch Infowars.com in the guest area to know we're doing a special report at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back for the final segment of this special four-hour transmission, Terror Oslo.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Well, it looks like they're going to go with white Al-Qaeda or white terrorists, period. You claim they're right-wingers or whatever. And they're in Reuters saying, the whiteys are working with Al-Qaeda now. I mean, this is all you good old boys that love giving up freedoms because it's only for them brown people. You're going to find out it's for everybody. What's done to any group is going to end up being done to everybody. That's why we all hang together or surely hang separate. Ed in Arizona, you're on the air with Bob Chapman and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Bob. I wanted to let you guys know that the Telegraph has reported that Jens Stoltenberg, the Prime Minister of Norway, had at one point been scheduled to attend the event on Utøya Island, which was a rally for his Labour Party, but he did not go for, quote, some reason.
Very suspicious. I'm sure that's already on Prison Planet. That is big news. What's the headline so I can pull it up?
Well, this is just a live coverage at the Telegraph Oslo explosion, live coverage. And it reminded me, you reported a 9/11, certain key people did not
fly. ABC News, the Joint Chiefs of Staff canceled trip week before on 9/11 to New York. And Mayor Willie Brown was warned not to fly the morning of September 11th to New York. He was warned the night before. San Francisco Chronicle.
I got to this link simply through the Drudge Report. It's just a live coverage at telegraph.co.uk that the Prime Minister did just for some reason did not show up, just some magical reason.
Okay, I see live coverage, BBC Reuters. Where is the Telegraph live coverage?
If you go to the Drudge Report, it was the top link, but let me go there. It's Oslo Explosion live coverage, the telegraph.co.uk.
I got to hit refresh. It's not on mine. Well, I'll call Watson. We'll get that up on Infowars.com. And well, isn't that just magic, Bob Chapman, that the Prime Minister was targeted at his, quote, office on a day he wasn't going to be there and the island where he was at? Could this be some kind of EU attempted coup, too? I mean, what is this?
Well, I'm looking at the other side. I always try to balance things. And maybe the gunman was there to kill him. I mean, we don't know. But
then why would the gunman shoot and kill 25 people?
Probably because he was told to make a major incident. You look at what happened in Tucson. They shot several people. It's the same thing there. You shoot several people, and if the PM happens to be there, well, you do him too. Because that's one of your prime targets, if not the prime target. So it could go either way.
Well, that's big news. Sir, I'm at the Telegraph, and I don't see that link on the Drudge. What is it, their live news feed?
Yeah, it's telegraph.co.uk, and then Oslo explosion live coverage.
Now I see Norway attack, 7 dead in Oslo, 9 dead. Where is it?
Well, I got it from the Drudge Report like half an hour ago, so they could have changed it since then.
All right. But, thank you so much. I appreciate that call. This is really starting to stink to high heaven. I'll continue to track it. Thank you, Ed. JR in Ohio, last caller. Sorry to the others. What's your take on all this, JR?
Yeah, first time caller. It's an honor to talk to yourself and Mr. Chapman. I just had an observation that I wanted to point out. Hillary Clinton, the outfit that she's wearing today in Bali, Indonesia, she's wearing the same outfit in the Greta Van Susteren interview where she says that the U.S. funded and created the Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda. I don't know what that means, but I know these elite are into the occult, so I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, it might be just a coincidence, but it could be something with these fruitcakes. Thank you so much. We'll continue to track all of this throughout the weekend at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and, of course, InfoWars.com. We'll be doing live video reports. Great job. Great week to the crew. I'm going to go now and work on the TV show development that we're going to launch 1st of September, 7 p.m. nightly at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we'll continue to track all of this. Thank you, Bob Chapman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.